Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Mike Fisher, Cowboys insider, joining us on the buyersafety.com hotline on the home of America's team. We have our Zeke gathering last night. We have the Cowboys pre-draft press conference. We have a Gilbrant Fenkels story. But Fish, I think we start with the Cowboys schedule and the things that you are noticing from it that came out from the NFL yesterday.
Number one, you knew you were going to open with the Giants.
Yes.
Yeah, unfortunately.
I think some Cowboy fans find that boring.
Yeah.
But I think the NFL is trying to create a tradition, don't you, Sean?
Yeah, and look, they've all said that it gets monster ratings no matter what, and I think Roy brought up a good point. The only reason this isn't in primetime versus 3 o'clock, no Odell Beckham, but New York, Cowboys, it's going to be a hit no matter what.
Yeah, and the tradition part is fun of it. It's kind of like saying, oh, we play on Thanksgiving again. That's boring. We already knew that was going to happen. But if you look at it as tradition, then you can see the positive of it.
And really, real quick, this year, I mean us, me and Choppy, should stop complaining because of the start that it can give you to this season.
Right. And you're going to need it because look at how you finish.
Yeah.
Starting in week 12, you've got Patriots in there, you've got Bears in there, you've got Rams in there, and you've got Eagles in there. So a very difficult closing stretch to a schedule that you already knew was going to be tough because you're playing a first-place schedule, and that's your reward/punishment for what you did last year.
What else do you look at? Do you look at cold weather? Do you look at where the bye is? They don't have back-to-back home games for the first time in their 60-year existence. Choppy always looks at the caliber of quarterbacks that you're going to get. What do you think these guys actually look at, or do the players not even realize?
I think the players...
They just look for the bye week vacation?
Yeah, that's right. That's what they're doing.
They totally look... Well, in fact, I asked Ezekiel Elliott about the schedule as we were having our big Samir, Nick and Sam's charity dinner last night.
Yeah.
He made 3 points. One, he wanted to know when the bye was. right in the middle, the bye always comes at a good time because you always need rest, even if it's super early. But middle of the season, that makes sense. Two, he was really interested in the New Orleans game.
Mm.
I said, yeah, that's quite a test. It's down there. They're really good. Alvin Kamara and all that. He goes, he just looks at me the way the way Zeke looks. And he says, I like my squad. Meaning, yeah, he's looking for the Saints game because he wants to beat the Saints, not because the way we're looking at the Saints game, which is, he looks at it like it's going to be a blast. And then, yeah, I do think we all look at the weather games. And, if you're me, I grew up in Minnesota and then Colorado. I've had enough of cold weather. And so Chicago in the cold doesn't sound that fun to me as opposed to Chicago in the fall. And then obviously going to New York, anytime you go to New York, you look at that. Go to Washington, you look at that. Philadelphia, you look at that. You're in the NFC East. There's going to be weather factors. I didn't even notice this year is what's New Year's? Where are we at for New Year's?
Home.
Like we spend New Year's Eve in Philadelphia all the time.
Home.
Okay, good. That's the other thing, and that goes for everybody who travels with the Cowboys, especially if you have family. You're trying to figure out, what holidays am I going to miss? Is there any way Marcia can go meet me in a certain city and go have dinner?
Yeah,
that kind of stuff. And there's good opportunities for that. Her son happens to live in Chicago, so the chance to go sneak away to Chicago for a couple of days for her, that fits into the Cowboys' schedule. So way to go, NFL.
Yeah. Anything else you want to tell us about Marcia's lifestyle or family tree on the home of the Cowboys?
Or where you grew up and how your constitution is with the cold weather?
No, I think that covers it.
All right, very good. One of the things that I look at is, what is a benchmark they have to hit. Like, if they want to finish with X record, they better be like 8-3 by this point. Have you looked at it? Have you looked at it that detailed yet? Where, you know, if they want to get the 9-7, 10-6, they've got to have this record by the time they go play like the Patriots.
You know, a regular guest, weekly guest on this program, Jason Garrett, will talk about one at a time, and we'll pretend that you don't look ahead like that. But I'll give you two nuggets on that. One, the guy who invented the idea of splitting the season into quarters is the late, great Tom Landry.
Mm.
He wanted to make sure you won every quarter.
Yeah.
And so that's a more honest way of looking at the schedule, because we all look ahead. And then my greatest one is, so Troy Aikman used to, and when the schedule would come out, he used to come into my little cubicle at Valley Ranch, and we'd go through the schedule. And we'd take red pencils, and we'd go win, tough one, maybe a loss, win. This was Troy Aikman in 1993.
Man.
Predicting which games they would win and have tough. So, yeah, even Troy Aikman and Tom Landry had their benchmarks chopped, so you're on the money there.
Mike Fisher joining us on the BuyerSafety.com hotline. Cowboys insider, anything jump out from the pre-draft press conference yesterday?
I thought there was the usual Jones honesty, where they drop you plenty of hints. They're not hiding the idea of safety. And then there's old Gil Brandt standing there saying, this is the greatest, deepest class of safeties that I've ever seen in my life. And Gil Brandt has lived a long and fruitful football life. So if he says it, it means something. Gil also said that there's a bunch. Now, usually you'll hear about, hey, there's this cluster of guys, you know, around 50. And I don't know, you'll hear about scouts and stuff say, oh, it's a cluster of about five guys. If we get one of those five guys, one of those three guys, Gil says from 17 to 70, it's a cluster.
Yeah.
I've never heard that before, that there's a distinct possibility in Gil Brandt's mind that you could use the 70th overall pick and end up with somebody who's the 17th best player.
Yeah.
When it all comes shaken out. So that's very promising for Dallas. That certainly suggests that pick number 58 gives you an opportunity to do something special. And yet, you're not going to get a starter there, in part because it's 58 and in part because that's the way the roster breaks down. The depth of this roster is so impressive, I think, that they can really, Sean, do what teams always say, which is stay true to your board, best player available, best athlete available, BAA, which is the way I like it.
Man, I'm just looking at the storyline, the future storyline. First off, I don't believe I can't see them drafting a running back in the second round. And I know it would not just be Zeke insurance. Jerry was telling the 90s stories about how he was asked, what's the best way to improve the offense? They said, get an Emmitt Smith backup. But Mike, I'm seeing behind the scenes Stephen Jones plotting to push Zeke off the ledge in this new running back world if they took a running back that early.
Yeah, except I would point out that Stephen is on the record as saying that Emmitt Smith's going to get $15 million a year.
Oh, Zeke, yeah.
Zeke, I'm sorry. Zeke Elliott's going to get $15 million a year. That it's, you know, Todd Gurley is the starting point for where they go. And then I'd try this on you, Sean. The reason you can't see backup running back right now is because you're just thinking of right now.
Yes.
But what about in week six when you don't have Zeke Elliott because he got dinged up? And what about the next 6 years?
Yeah.
And so I just thought the Gil Brandt, you know, I always use the Shady McCoy story. 11 years ago, Cowboys had him rate very high on their board, and there he sits in the second round, and the Cowboys don't take him because they're like, what do we need him for? We have Felix Jones. And Gil Brandt tells the story yesterday, why do we need to draft Joe Montana, who we had right there? We already have three quarterbacks on our roster. Yeah, I know, but you don't have Joe Montana.
Yeah.
And so that's the reason that drafting a running back high has some validity to me. Now, the part, I guess, Sean, part of what you're saying is, what about in the third round when there's the Texas A&M running back, or the fifth round was, you know, maybe you could find almost as viable guys
as
Damian Harris from Alabama in a later round. That would be the argument for me against running back. But the argument for me against running back isn't we've already got one, because you're going to need another one.
All right, what do you want, Zeke Dinner or Gilbrant Fankles?
Yeah, if you heard the press conference yesterday, you heard Gil, his ability to recall.
Yes, it's crazy.
The most minute details is just astounding. And it was astounding when I first met him 30 years ago. It makes it more astounding now that obviously he's aged, like we all have. But, I mean, he's pulling out guys, the signing bonus that he was giving guys in 1961.
Yeah.
And people's middle names of people that he drafted in the 17th round. It's ridiculous. So the first time he meets me, we're at the old radio station. You know what? We might have been guests on the Skip Bayless show.
Ooh.
Now that I think about it.
A pioneer.
And so I was going to go in studio, rate me, debate me, and do that thing with him. And then Gil Brandt was also going to be on. So Gil comes up to me in the hallway, and I go to introduce myself. You know, this is the great Gil Brandt. Hadn't met him before. I go to introduce myself, and he goes, and, you know, he's got that curled down lip, choppy that he has. Mm-hmm. His lip kind of curls down. He goes, Mike Fisher. I'm like, well, I don't know how you know my name, sir, but that's very flattering. Yeah, I'm Mike Fisher. Greeley, Colorado. How do you know my hometown? Greeley Central High School. Tried to play high school football. Wasn't very good. Thick ankles.
That's amazing.
He gave me a scouting report on myself from when I was 13. I'm still mystified as to how he did that magic trick. But
do you have big ankles?
Have you seen them?
You know, they're scaled down now. But his thing was, yeah, I had thick ankles, which made me a slow runner, which made me unathletic. And he was dead on the money in every single way. And I think that's his greatest attribute as a scout. I think it's his research, his memory and his research. Because he had to have called somebody in Greeley in anticipation that we were going to be on the radio together. He had to call somebody, some high school coach or something, and tell me about Mike Fisher. I don't know how he did it. It's a magic trick, and he does it with every single person he meets over the course of 70 years now in football or whatever.
How did Zeke attend the Stars game last night?
He didn't leave very early from the dinner.
No. He stayed there taking all the photos, getting up there, raising a ton of money. He was awesome.
Yeah, he really was incredible, and he's there. You know how some athletes, including Zeke, sometimes in a locker room they'll kind of fold themselves up.
Yeah,
they want to stay buttoned up. You know, yes sir, no sir. You know, yes ma'am, no ma'am. But Ezekiel Elliott let his hair down last night with us, literally. Mm. He's got that gigantic mop of hair, and I don't think that he knew exactly what he was supposed to be doing to help to do the charitable work last night with Samir. I don't know that he knew he was going to get up on stage or knew he was getting auctioned off or any of that, but he certainly played along, and we had a great time with him and appreciate his contributions.
Great stuff, Mikey. Thank you.
Thanks, boys.
Mike Fisher, Cowboys Insider, BuyerSafety.com hotline.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.